beautiful, peaceful Kund where we're all resting. This is called Brinda Kund, where Brinda Devi eternally resides. Brinda Devi has two forms. One is as a gopi, who is the goddess of all the forests of Braj. And the other form is, of course, Tulsi Devi, who by Prabhupada's mercy is being worshipped all over the world, in every part of the world. In fact, we're convinced that this is why Brinda Kund came to Prabhupada's lotus feet. He made Tulsi famous all over the world. Therefore, this Brinda Kund came under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah. Krishna Rase Gai Eye Namo Ra
myself, and I'm sure I speak for many devotees, the very beginning of our devotional life in Krishna consciousness, we became very much attached to worshipping Tulsi Devi. Especially in Western countries, we had never heard of such a thing. But somehow, by Govindadasi's mercy, she got permission from Prabhupada to introduce this Tulsi worship in the Western world, and the devotees became very much attached to Tulsi Devi. Because she is very, very powerful for awakening our devotion for Lord Krishna. Because we've been wandering here and there all over this land of Braj just to awaken our devotion for Lord Krishna. So Tulsi Devi is very powerful for that. In fact, Prabhupada told us, especially in the morning when we chant around, we should chant in front of the Tulsi tree. So this place in Bhakti Ratnakar, it mentions that just see on the western side of Nandeshwar Parvat, the place where Vrindadevi eternally resides and arranges the pastimes of Braj. So you just saw the sun has gone down on this western horizon here, and Nandeshwar is behind us, so he's on the eastern horizon. In fact, on that day, when day and night are equal, on the 21st of September, just a few weeks before, and on the 21st of March, when my daughter Gopal Nandini will get married, then day and night are equal. So you will see the sun come up directly behind the temple towers. First the whole sky becomes pink. Then it begins to glow golden like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then right behind the temple towers, this huge orange glow. But you can see the temple tower silhouetted against this orange glow, rises up. Then he moves very quickly, one side or the other. We hear about it, but we live in big cities, we never see it. But actually, when you're sitting in front of Vrindadevi temple, in the summertime, the sun will come up over Pavansarovar, where we were just, it comes up over there, even beyond Pavansarovar. And in the wintertime now, you'll see the sun is shifting. He'll come up behind, you can't even see him come up from, he's behind this two-story building. He moves that much from there to there. We hear about this, but we never see. But here, if you stay, I watch, he just moves, incredible distance. In fact, he went down over here, and the first time I ever came to Vrindakund, he was going right down over this other kund, which is known as Guptakund, we'll talk about later. The sun was directly going down behind that. So we're on the western side of this Nandeshwar Parvat. We have the best view of that Nandeshwar Parvat from here. It's an amazing view. Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Brajriti Chinchamani, he says, tat tat chirabhutam naparashobam nandishwaram sadugana vadanti nandishwaram yam tarini rupam srinandarajalaya rajamanam Tat shirubhutam aparasham. He's been describing about Vrindavan, so when he says in Sanskrit tat, he's referring to that Vrindavan he was describing. He said, tat shirubhutam aparashobam. That crown jewel of Braj, of unlimitedly expanding splendor, aparashobam, that is this Nandeshwar Parvat. This is the crown jewel of Braj. Just like we heard when we were in Govardhan. Govardhan is the Tilak mark of Braj. And this Nandeshwar Parvat is the Shiromani, the crown jewel of this Braj. Of unlimitedly expanding beauty. What else does he say? That, not that I'm saying this, he says, Tatachirbhutam Parashavam Nandisram Sadugana Vananti. He says the Sadugan Vananti. Sadugan is telling, not the Viswanath Chakravarti alone. All the sadhus are telling this is the crown jewel of Braj. Tatachirbhutam Parashavam Nandisram Sadugana Vananti. Nandisram Yamta Didiru. It is the self same form of Nandeshwar Mahadev. Srinanda Rajalaya Rajamanam. Srinanda Rajalaya. We know Karyalaya. We go every day to Karyalaya. Here says Srinanda Rajalaya. Srinanda Rajalaya Rajamanam. Nanda Maharaj ka mahal vahan bhi rajman hai. His palace, Rajalaya, his palace is resting on top of that hill. Every day at the noon arctic we chant this Vrindadevastakam, which is also written by Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur. And he also has one Nandeshwar Astakam, and he must have been sitting here and looking, because this is, he describes the view perfectly. Yatra, yatra, vrajadipe pura pratima prakasha prasada muda kalaso parinitarangi Bahikshate Bhuvijaya Vajaketu Nandisharam Samaramandam Udam Dadatu Yatra Vrajadipe Pura Pratima Aprakasha. On top of that hill is shining the beautiful city of Nanda Maharaj. Yatra Vrajadipe Pura Pratima unparalleled Apratima Prakasha. He's shining. Prasada Muda, on top of the palace there's Shikar, dome, Prasada Muda, or on top Kalas, Kalasopri Nittarangi, something always dancing. What is that? Barhikshate. Barhi, just like we sing every morning, Barhavatam Sam Asitam Buddha Sundarangam. Barhi means peacock. Peacock is there dancing, or Jayadvaj. You all know Jayadvaj Maharaj, no? From Argentina. When Jayadvaj Maharaj means victory flag. Victory flag. If you look carefully, you can see when the wind is blowing that victory flag is always dancing. Sometimes peacock is dancing. Parikshate Bhuvi Jayadvaj, very wonderful. Ketu Bhuta, very wonderful victory flag is dancing there. Nandishwaram Samaramandam Udam Dadatu. May that Nandeshwar Parvat offer me unlimited amounts of happiness or bliss. So we're on the western side of that Nandeshwar Parvat, in the place where Vrindadevi resides as the goddess of all the forests of Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan, Vana means forest. Now as we see, everybody's cutting the forest and making house. When we go to Vrindavan, we just see now only house and building. But Vana actually means forest. And the goddess of all of those trees and creepers, that is Vrindadevi. And she arranges every morning, early in the morning, around 6 or 7. On the other side of this hill is Purnamasi's gufa, on the eastern side. So Purnamasi and Nandi Mukhi, her granddaughter, they come here and sit with Vrindadevi. Mm-hmm. And what do? They plan out what will be the leelas of Braj today. Just imagine what an important place this is. Because Prabhupada, another reason, Prabhupada made Vrindavan famous all over the world, so the place where all the leelas of Braj. This is the, we're sitting in the Braj Leela Planning Commission. They plan out. Sometimes Nandanandan, he sneaks over from Nandagram, he gives his suggestion. From the second story building, you see Barsana is just over here. Beyond those, oh, just there, beyond those tall trees. So sometimes Srimati Radhika, she sneaks over from that side and she gives her suggestion. But all the leelas of Braj are planned out from here. And then Vrindadevi, she's put in charge of executing all of those. She arranges everything. She keeps little go-downs all over Braj where she keeps all the necessary paraphernalia. When Nandananda says that I need a yellow dress and yellow paint to become the Gauri deity at Govardhan, so that Radharani will come and worship me as Gauri, and no one will suspect, then Vrindadevi, she has that yellow paint and the yellow sari and everything she has for that. When they're resting in the forest and they need some nice things and everything she has for that, everything she's the supreme temple commandress of Braj. Everything is going on under her direction. What color the flowers will be, what scents they'll have, what birds will be there, what songs they'll sing, who else will be there, what will be a service. Everything is under her direction. She's planning out everything and executing everything so expertly. Long, long chapter goes on describing the glories of Vrindadevi, how she so expertly arranges the Rasa Leela, everything she's arranging like that. And you see the murti here of Vrindadevi. In her left hand, you probably can't see because of so many flowers and things, but she's holding a lotus flower. And on top of that lotus flower, there's a little green parrot. You might have seen all the parrots. They were so astounded today. They never saw so many Vaishnavas come here to Vrindavan. I've never seen either myself. I'm also astounded today. And I'm very happy. I welcome you all. This is my other home. This is my real home. Sometimes I stay in Krishna Balaram Mandir. This is my real home. Sitting under this chokra tree here, over there. So all the parrots, they were all twittering and twittering. So that parrot who sits on top of that lotus, his name is Daksha. He has got 1 lakh of disciples. And they fly all over Braj and come back and tell Vrindadevi everything that's going on, who's where, who said what to who, who's doing what, everything. They come back and they tell Vrindadevi everything that's going on. Sometimes they deliver messages. Sometimes we heard in Bandiran how they argue like that. Everything. So she knows everything that's going on. They were all came here today. Dozens of them are flying here and telling Vrindadevi, we can't believe it. There's 800 Vaishnavas just wandering around underground. They said, we saw them at Govardhan. We saw them in Gokul. We saw them, you know, in the Jamuna. We saw them everywhere. Now they're on their way. They're in underground and they're coming here. They were informing because nothing's going on without Vrindadevi knowing. So in this way, we're very, very fortunate to be here. Actually, one Baba Madhav Das was there, who originally found this kund completely neglected. Like many places we see in Braj, totally neglected. This was practically just a mud puddle that dried up even in the summer. He somehow got the government to excavate it a little bit. That they only did half the work, the rest of the money, nobody knows where it went. Then he got one school even. One Kishori Raman College is there in Mathura. So he made it a school project. He was such a wonderful person. He was original Braj environmentalist, long before his time. So somehow he convinced the school to make this their school project. So 1 week, all the boys came. Everyone stayed at that college next door to Pavan Sarovar. That is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Inter College. So they all stayed there and they came here and they dug. So the next week all the girls came. And so did every boy in underground. Every boy in underground came to watch the fun. So, in so many ways he helped them. Tried to get it dug out. He had so many legal problems. They just wanted to fill it in and plow it into a wheat field. He had so many disputes. Then gradually, he established, on Janavamata's disappearance day about 14 years ago, he established this Brindadevi underneath this chokra tree. This is a very, very, very old. Baba told me that someone came from Delhi from some botanical garden. They said, as huge around as this chokra tree as we've never seen. They grow very, very slow. I've been watching this one here, this tiny one on the left side. I've been watching it grow now for 10 years. I haven't seen hardly any movement. So very, very slow. And this is huge girth. So he established right underneath in the shelter of that chokra. This is sami vriksh in Sanskrit, sami, whose wood Prabhupada explains in Bhagavatam is used for yajna. Same tree, type of tree, not this tree, but same type of tree. Arjun tied his weapons when they went for a gyatvas, and they put in a leather case and they tied it. It was in a chokra tree, just like this one. So he established this deity here. He tried his best to do it. And then he was always busy. So many things. They used to pump all the water. We were just bathing in Palansarovar. They used to pump all the water out, catch all the fish and sell them in Mathura and water the fields with all the water. He got an order from the DM to stop that. So many things. In Rajasthan, there's one Charan Pari where Krishna's lotus footprint is. They wanted to just give that away to the contractors and break it up and make stone walls like our stone wall here out of that same hill where Krishna's lotus footprint. He managed to stop that. You notice now there's a second railway track when you go to Radhakund. That railway track was supposed to go right over Govardhan Hill, believe it or not. There's a Mathura Alwar line. The shortest distance is a straight line. The straight line went right across Govardhan Hill. So they were going to go right across. And he took the government to court, and everyone said, come on, you're just an old Baba. How are you going to fight the government? And somehow Vrindadevi gave him, he was a very powerful Baba. Somehow he got everybody organized. He contacted so many organizations. I have all the papers with me, all the legal papers. He got a stay order. They had to spend an extra crore of rupees and go around to Govardhan. So he was the original Brudge environmentalist. Then some years ago he came to me and told that I'm dying of cancer. He had been stricken by cancer. And they have this place, Brindadevi. And I used to, because from this street you can see the two-story buildings. So I used to plan, this is Brindadevi's place. I'd never been here. This is Brindadevi's place over there. But I'd never come here. As soon as I understood what he was talking about, he wanted to give it to ISKCON. I said, all right, Baba, let's go. We came here. And I just like now, you just see how peaceful it is. We just stopped for a minute. Nobody was chasing us. Give money, give money, give money. It was just like this. You hear some birds singing in the background. Very, very peaceful place. And I said, oh, Baba, don't worry, we'll take care of this place. And there was many legal problems, and finally, on the Chaitra Pratipad, in our guest house, early in the morning, looking at the beautiful painting that Govindadasi made of Brindadevi that was on the cover of Back to Godhead several years ago. He was staring at that painting, and I came and I was chanting the morning melody, and he just intently staring at the picture of Brindadevi, he opened his mouth. Times of Brindadevi and Golok. So that's his samadhi there in the back, that square raised up platform you see in the back there. That's Baba Samadhi. He told me, please put me by this Guptakun, because besides this Brindakun, you see one other kun, that is Guptakun. Gupta means secret. And this is the Pratama Yogapit. just like we were at Radhakund, that is the Madhyakalin yoga peaks. We saw Govindadev temple in Vrindavan, that is the nighttime yoga peaks. But the first meeting in the morning is here at this Muktakund. That takes place just after all the morning pastimes. We were discussing something about those morning pastimes, mainly the cooking pastimes. Radharani comes and cooks. One day she made Manohar Laddus. You know Manohar Laddus? Well, you know the meaning. You're all Hindiwalas. You know Manohar. Enchanting Laddus. That steal the mind. Manohar. Steal the heart. So that particular day, because there's a room where all the cowherd boys sit, and Mother Roy and Mother Yasoda, they serve out, assisted by Dinista, who's very, very expert at getting some of the chewed remnants of Nanda Nandan and tying it in the end of her sari to take to Radharani at Javat. She's very expert at this, the servant girl, Dinista of Mother Yasoda. So that particular day, Radharani made these Manohar laddus, and she stayed and she was peeking from the window. And Nandanandan, from the corner of his eye, he saw that Srimati Radhika is peeking through the window. And he saw on his plate, so many Manohar laddus were there. So again, from the corner of his eye, he saw Radharani was watching. So I don't know how many of you will be able to see, because I can't talk the rest of this. But he took one of those laddus, and he put it in his mouth, and began to eat. He made a horrible face. And Radharani, she was so frightened. So then Nandanandan, he pushed all of those letters over onto Sridham's plate. And Sridham saw, oh, all of Nandanandan's letters have come in my plate. He began to eat them, pling, 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 pling. Then read, oh, this rascal, he's just teasing. So like that, so many beautiful morning pastimes are there. Then after that, because this road that we came down, this goes to Barokar, the Goshala of Nanda Maharaj. So Nandanandan, on the plea of going to take care of the cows, he comes down this road. Radharani said she heard something about a garden on the western side of Nandeshwar, and she'd like to go see it. She comes by a different way. She gets here first, and she's sitting here enjoying the beauty of this beautiful garden. And suddenly she's struck, and she holds on to Lalita. She says, is that a cloud with a constant stream of lightning, with a rainbow? What am I seeing? And Lalita says, hey Saki, that is not a cloud with a constant stream of lightning, with a rainbow and a flock of white birds flying across that cloud. That is your Shyam Sundar. But Radharani, she's so struck, she can't see. She's just, there's a cloud, just like we were at Barsana and we saw that little white chatri, you know, when we came up before you enter the temple. And in Shravan, first day of Julan Yatra, then Radharani comes there. And in Shravan, it's the most amazing scene. Big, all around, cool breezes are blowing, big black, black Sham barn. Clouds are there. Across their chests are flying these beautiful white birds that you see in the fields. They fly across these clouds. Lightning is going, rain is going on over there, cool breezes, it's the most amazing scene. So like that, Krishna's chest was like a big black cloud, the pearl necklace was like a flock of these white birds, his peacock feather was like a rainbow, his pitambar dhoti was like a constant flow of lightning. So then she saw, oh, it is Nandanandan, Shyam Sundar. Then he comes here, and in this Gupta Kund, there's a beautiful lotus flower. In the middle of that beautiful lotus flower, there's a jeweled throne. And Radha and Krishna, this is Gupta Kund, only the most confidential sakis and mandaris can come. And Radha and Krishna sit on the middle of that jeweled throne. And there's eight petals. On those eight petals, the Astasakis are there doing various services, fanning and like that, with chamaras and peacock feather fans. In between those eight petals are manifested another eight petals, and the astamanjaris are there. Then comes another 32 petals, around them 64, 128, you know, 256, 512, 1024, like that, until megabytes and megabytes of gopis and manjaris are there enjoying this very beautiful confidential pastime. This is yoga peet. So this is the first yoga peet. This is another most amazing thing about this place. It's such an important place. And it has come to the lotus feet of Prabhupada. So I came here, and behind that Guptakund, the sun was going down. It was so peaceful, the birds were singing. If you stay here early in the morning, first all night long you can hear the peacocks. There's many that like to come and stay in this neem tree or sit on top of the two-story building. But all night long they're in the forest somewhere and you hear them. Then early in the morning, just as a little bit of light appears on the eastern horizon, there's a type of bird known as, or the Brijbasi is called, Dogila. And he begins his sound. But there's hundreds of them all around in the forest, and they're all off, you know, different synchronization, so it just sounds. Then in the hot season, the kokila begins to sing. Actually, he has five songs. That's one. That's the first song he sings. Then there's. Then he's got another one. Then of course there's the most famous, I can't even begin to imitate, but it's, you know, just goes. Most amazing sound, you know. They have these five different songs they sing, the kokilas. So they begin their songs. Then we have this funny little bird, black and white bird, who wanders around, Jalmurgi. And when two of them meet in the morning, it's impossible to imitate. It's just. But during the day, they sit here by the side of the kun. Then the parrots come and they begin their twittering in the tree like that. It's the most amazing place here. And we're very fortunate to be able to do some service here. Somehow, because this land was neglected for so long, it's very salty. I planted so many trees. I spent a whole summer here. We brought 100 truckloads, tractor loads of sweet soil. We brought, you see, all piled up here. I got 22 tractor loads of gobar, and I planted so. I brought so many trees and planted them. One side is starting to become a little beautiful. And some trees, just somehow or other, this chiku tree, I thought, my Braj nursery where I get my trees, he said, you take a chiku tree. I said, it'll never survive in Braj, you know, and they grow in Surat and, you know, Surat temple. I don't know if you've ever had a chiku right off the tree. Wow. When I went to Surat, they were pulling these chikus off the tree and offering them the deities, and then, wow, wow, wow. So anyway, I planted, he's still growing somehow or other. He's surviving here. We have on the other side there's a Bengali Kadamba tree. You see one tree is leaning down, too much rain is there, one of these sticker trees has fallen over, but right behind him there's a Bengali Kadamba tree, like in Mayapur. And I have two or three Kadamba trees growing over here. They're very slow. These are like 7 years ago we planted on the other side of the Kun in that corner. They're just still not given any flowers. I was hoping this year, I was watching. Still they have, then we have a nice little pillow tree that we protected from, because we excavated this cone that's about 10 feet deep. We excavated it out and made it nice and deep. And the Lord has reciprocated by sending so much rain. You see how all the kundas are full. You see, our kunda is also completely full. It came all the way up into the Niji Mandir. Water was coming there, all the way into the temple. So we have our desire, because Baba was also an original Braj environmentalist, our desire to try and bring back the Van of Vrindavan. Vrindavan was forest, Vrindadevi is the goddess of forest. So we're trying to bring back this, make a beautiful forest here, show people what bread should look like, what could look like, just like in the Goshala, we have our garden there, just show people. So this is a very, very wonderful, peaceful place to come. There's no electricity, but we have two swimming pools. During the hot season, there's always wind blowing, so we have panka, we have fan. 24-hour fan is going during hot season. Fan is always blowing. Two swimming pools. Over another corner, you saw all the creepers have crawled all over this little pillow tree. You go inside there. That's our AC camera. So we have two swimming pools, AC camera, 24-hour fan, and acres of attached bath. And it's so sweet, you can see, so just see the moon now, huh? It's so, Krishna smiling down at us. It's so sweet here, you can see billions of stars. I sleep on the roof of this two-story building just watching. One night in the summer, in 10 minutes I counted 10 falling stars. I just got up, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, I got up to take care of the Palestinian Muni Bhav. And then I sat there. And I sat there, because I knew from boyhood that in Scorpio, in the summertime, there's always lots of meteorites that fall. So I was watching, and all of a sudden, bing, one went way across the sky. And in 10 minutes, I counted 10. Then I said, all right, I'll see one more and I'll go back to bed. And then I didn't see any for a few minutes. Then all of a sudden, doom, doom, two of them went like that. Then I went back to bed. It's so amazing to stay here and see Nandeshwar Parvat, see Barsana, and chant and perform devotional service in this place. Of course, this year my devotional service, because it was so bloody hot, it was more than 50 degrees, as they told you, in Govardhan. It was the same out here. So everybody, the workers would come at, you know, 5:30, 6 in the morning. So my whole morning program was dig a hole here, put gobra there, put a tree there, dig a hole there, put dirt here, put some gobra here, you know, dig over there, dig that, dig, you know. So this was my morning program. But anyway, I have faith by the blessings of the Vaishnavas, someday we'll have a very beautiful garden here. It's already, somehow it's very mystically wonderful, peaceful place. I mean, it was just covered with these sticker trees when I came here. There's two types. You see this big, tall one behind me, who's actually rather elegant. This is the Deshi Babu. But there's this other one you see across the road and back behind. He looks just like a hippie, you know? Just completely scraggly and just hair growing, just like hippies. And they don't allow anything else to grow. They multiply faster than weeds, and they just, whole place was just covered. So the first thing I did was get rid of all of them. Now we're trying to, but they love this salty soil. They make it more worse. Their leaves just make it more salty. So hardly anything grows. It's just a struggle. I'm fighting. Anybody has any, you know, I'm just a city boy. If anybody has suggestions in the botanical line, I know you're in the medical line, but anybody, we're welcome to receive your suggestions and help. So I guess it's getting rather late. So But anyway, this is your ISKCON Vindhyakum. This is your temple. This is your place. You can come here peacefully. I remember one German devotee, she took some devotees on Prikamba, and she had an English Krishna book, and she wanted to sit down and translate it into German to the other devotees. And everybody was just coming and bothering him and hassling him. She said, let's go to Vrindavan. And she came out here, and whatever prasadam we had, we shared with all of them. It was amazing. Somehow prasadam was magic. Yet even if it was just a little bit, you become fully satisfied. Because we just, you know, we're just two or three of us staying here, so we just cook a little rajbhog. But somehow eight people came, eight people took two or three people, and we were all fully satisfied. She sat all afternoon reading Krishna book and translating into German. Her friends were there very peacefully enjoying. So this is your place to come and experience Braj. Because now when I stay here and I go back to the town of Vrindavan, sometimes I think I'm returning to New York. But I'm trying to develop this place. You have some place where you can come peacefully sit and just feel the Braj environment, the peace and quiet of the Braj environment and the Braj Bhava of service to the Vaishnavas. I was amazed. I think, oh, how are we going to serve out so many people here in Vrindavan? But all the devotees were so anxious. A big long line was there by devotees waiting to serve. There was so much anxious to serve. There was a line waiting to serve. So anyway, I'm very happy that you came to visit my home here. It's getting a little dark here, so I guess we should return to the buses, unless anybody has any questions. Shri Prabhupada ki jai!